Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorists struck a seminary in northern Nigeria Sunday, leaving two dead. Sound like a familiar story? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it was a Sunni Muslim school that was attacked, not a Christian one. He says that means Boko Haram will likely attack anyone who doesn't fit their definition of Islam. Ironically, the attack came the day before Nigeria's Independence Day. Christians are hard-pressed. Stand with them. Find out how at missionnetworknews.org. And the United Nations describes an orphan as a child who's missing either one or both of their parents. Christians around the world will remember these kids on Sunday, November 4th, for Orphan Sunday. EFCA's Global Fingerprints is just one organization that wants you to help. They have all kinds of things that will help you motivate your church to do something. Show a DVD or collect money to sponsor a child through Global Fingerprints. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Get Tom Doyle's new book, Dreams and Visions, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.